Time for another Piano Puzzler. Bruce Adolph is here with me in the Maud Moon Weyerhaeuser Music Studio. Hi, Bruce.
Hi, Fred.
Every week, Bruce takes a familiar tune. He rewrites that tune in the style of a great composer. We get a caller on the line who tries to name the hidden tune and the composer whose style Bruce is mimicking. Garrett Fitzgerald is on the phone from Orono, Maine. Garrett, welcome to the Piano Puzzler.
Thanks very much, Fred. Glad to be here.
Glad to have you. And what role does music play in your life, Garrett?
Oh, very large role. I've been playing clarinet since 1976 when I was in second grade. Mm-hmm. When I went to college, I played in the Brown University Orchestra under A.G. Uwe. Mm-hmm. And a couple of years later, we played at Carnegie Hall, which was an experience. And I'm currently the principal clarinet for the historic Bangor Band and the Brewer Hometown Band here in the greater Bangor area.
Oh, that's fantastic. So, yes, music a huge part of your life, always has been, always will be, it sounds like.
Yep.
Well, Garrett, Bruce has a piano puzzler for you. We'll see if you can name the hidden tune and the composer. And I don't know what's coming either, so if you happen to get stuck on one or the other, we can brainstorm on this together, okay?
Sounds like a plan.
Okay, here's Bruce Adolph with your piano puzzler. Wow, an epic piano puzzler.
I almost got hurt doing it.
Garrett, what do you think? What did you hear?
I was not able to pick out the main theme. And I'd say for the period, it's somewhere after Mozart, maybe Chopin. I didn't think it was much later, but it could be wrong.
No, it's a little closer to Mozart. In fact, there's some overlap there.
Not Beethoven.
Well, Beethoven without the not.
Okay.
So, yes, Beethoven. So, in the style of Beethoven.
Okay.
We'll come back to that, but what about the tune? Bruce, maybe we could hear a little bit of
sure.
this again.
I'll start it again.
Thank you. I'm hearing too many different pieces I know, and I can't narrow it down to a most likely. Mm. What do you think?
I think I might be hearing a tune associated with the civil rights movement.
Oh, We Shall Overcome.
Yeah, there you go.
Ah, there it is. We Shall right. Overcome. And it, Bruce, if I'm correct, it just begins right at the beginning of your Puzzler.
Yes, you can hear the tune. And then it's interrupted in Beethovenian style. It's actually a good tune for Beethoven because, you know, Beethoven liked to use a few basic chords and then build a very complex structure from that with all kinds of keys emerging.
All right, now that we know that it's We Shall Overcome in the style of Beethoven, Bruce, could we hear this all the way through?
Well, I'll give it a shot.
Shall Overcome, rewritten in the style of Beethoven, our piano puzzler this week by Bruce Adolph and Garrett Fitzgerald. Well done. You named the tune, you named Beethoven.
Thanks. It was fun.
It was fun having you. And Garrett, when you're not calling in and playing on the air, how do you hear our piano puzzlers?
I listen to it on Maine Public Classical.
Maine Public Classical. Garrett Fitzgerald from Orono, Maine, thank you so much for playing this week's Piano Puzzler.
Well, thanks so much for having me.
And Bruce, I'll see you next week.
Bye, Fred.